Star Wars 7x7 episode 3473. All right, today we are going to finish our look ahead at 2024 and cover the other six categories that we generally cover during our monthly previews. So yeah, we've got a lot to go through, but not a lot to say about any of the particular categories exactly. So yeah, let's just dive in, shall we? Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, in our monthly previews, we cover 12 different categories of Star Wars storytelling, and over the last few days, we've been looking ahead at what's to come in 2024 for those categories. We're going to cover six categories, the remaining categories in today's episode, which are comics, video games, virtual reality, streaming editions, live events, and what's the last one? Merch. Okay, there you go. So that's all six. So with comics, it's hard to really tell what's going to be happening in 2024 other than, you know, a couple of high-level things. For example, we know that the Bounty Hunters series is ending, and just based on the way that Marvel has done things, it's fair to expect that there will be a new monthly title at some point, and it will probably debut this year, because they generally have four monthly titles that are running, not including the High Republic stuff, which is its own animal entirely. And speaking of the High Republic, since we know that Phase 3 is going to go through the spring of 2025, more or less, that High Republic storytelling in comics will also continue all the way throughout 2024. So Phase 3 comics from Marvel for the High Republic will be happening throughout the year. And then over at Dark Horse, the High Republic adventures will continue very likely all the way through the end of the year and into the next. They usually drop in a limited series or two for the High Republic, and also just in general in Marvel. So I imagine that we'll have announcements for those later this year, and when we might hear those announcements, I'll talk about in a little bit. And then the other thing is that we will very likely also have some sort of crossover event, like we had with Dark Droids, like we had with various War of the Bounty Hunters types things. So another one of those is bound to be announced later this year. So I'll jump ahead to the live event situation, because that's when we will hear many of these announcements. So we know that we have San Diego Comic-Con and we have New York Comic-Con. Like, those are the two big events that we've got going on in 2024. There is no Celebration this year. That's not happening until April 25 in Tokyo. There will be a D23 Disney fan event in August in Anaheim, and there's bound to be some Star Wars news that comes out of that, but it's not likely to be among any of those categories that we talked about, the comics or the video games, virtual reality, that sort of thing. Yeah, it will probably be more along the lines of movies and live action and possibly animation that we would hear Star Wars related news about. But yeah, those three events are the big ones: Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, and the D23 event. Additionally, we've got in February, May, August, and November all of the Disney investor reports and earnings calls, and occasionally there's some interesting events or interesting information shared in those events as well. So those are the seven that we are looking at in particular for 2024 on the live events front. Now, I think this is going to be the last time we include merchandise as a topic for Star Wars storytelling, as we've talked about on the show. And this seemed to happen more around the time of The Force Awakens and Rogue One and The Last Jedi. There were bits of information in those, you know, early days comparatively of the Disney-owned Star Wars time period where merchandise actually gave us clues about characters and vehicles and story beats and that sort of thing. And they've really kind of locked down on that in recent years. So there's not a lot of information to be gleaned from product descriptions on those. And so, yeah, without, you know, anything really to grab onto this year, I think we may end up just talking about merchandise. Like, if something new comes out and if I happen to see a product description that's interesting, then yeah, we'll talk about it here on the show ad hoc, basically. But, you know, the only things that have been really happening over the last little while are with Lego sets, and previews of Lego sets have occasionally included characters that you were like, oh, hey, there's that character, and that gave us a little bit of new information. So again, we'll just handle those as they come. For additions to the Disney Plus streaming service that are not live action or animation series that they have planned, that are just, you know, one-off sort of situations, like Disney Gallery things, for example, we don't really have anything outstanding except for what I keep advocating for here on the show, which is a Disney Gallery series dedicated to the Andor series. We've already gotten behind the scenes stuff about season 3 of The Mandalorian. We got the Master and Apprentice thing for Ahsoka, but we don't have like a behind the scenes thing for Ahsoka. So yeah, they could do a Disney Gallery for that, for example. I did see a rumor, a thing going around suggesting that a second season of Light and Magic may be in development as well. We haven't even talked about the first one here on the show. So yeah, that's out there as a potential thing also, but yeah, things on the streaming front seem a little light. Also the virtual reality front. Yeah, wow. I didn't think that was going to be a tongue twister. On the virtual reality front, we don't have any new announcements, and I think we are long past due for something new. The last thing that we got was the enhanced edition of Tales from the Galaxy's Edge, which was already a complete story, and so what got released in February of last year was just an upgraded version, not to say that the upgrades weren't cool or anything like that. They certainly were, and took advantage of the PlayStation technology and all that enabled, but we don't have anything new from the fine folks at ILM Immersive, and yeah, I think we're due. So I think we need to keep an eye out for something along those lines later this year. So I think that just leaves the video game front. And there was a thing recently where Star Wars Outlaws, the big open world game from Ubisoft, they were talking about a late 2024 release, or somebody posted something about a late 24 release, and then it was immediately pulled back and it was just made to say 2024 release, and that's it. So they didn't want to specify where in 2024 it was going to happen. And then there's Star Wars Hunters, which may actually finally come out in 2024. We've been talking about it for years, and it may finally make its way to North America this year. At least that's what the indications have been from like earnings reports and stuff. Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's been long enough that I'm just surprised, and I don't understand why it's not out yet, but it'll happen sooner rather than later. So I don't think I'm necessarily holding my breath. At this point, I think I expect Outlaws to arrive before that does, but I'm willing to be pleasantly surprised. And hopefully you are too. So that's what I've got for you on what we have to look forward to as far as we know in 2024 for those six categories, which we're going to be narrowing down to five as we do our monthly previews going forward. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, I hope you will consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans that you know or are connected with on your social channels. And I hope you'll also consider following or subscribing if you aren't already, as the case may be, however they call it on the app that you're using. And I hope you'll also consider leaving a rating or review if you haven't done so already. It helps more people find the show. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.